Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Himmelradia's book on the law of attraction entitled Find You and Find Everything Else, and you find everything else. He's teaching the secrets of the law of attraction, so that's what we're focusing on. I am so excited to be able to bring this message to you. We've touched on it in so many other ways and in our book studies, but it's just really, really great to just focus on that law, that particular law, because you guys are really ready to reach out and manifest the things that you desire in your life. You can now be true co-creators with God. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine this morning.
Good.
So, wow, today we're going to be talking about abundance.
Okay.
We're going to talk about abundance. You want to go ahead and take us into our morning prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have the privilege to even call you Heavenly Father, that you are existent with us, within and without, above and below. We cannot go anywhere without your presence. And the more we recognize your presence with a positive attitude, the more you provide abundance for us in the reality of who we are. Thank you for this prospect of knowing who we are. Thank you for Gloria Wells and Cynthia and the whole staff of Circles of Prosperity and the whole energy for making it possible and creating this energy, making it a landmark, a legendary landmark for the law of attraction. We thank you and we bless everyone who is in listening range of the signals on this broadcast. And we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So I'm praying that my mic will stay hot today. So Dr. Reggie, if you can't hear me, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
I want to make a couple of announcements, and I want you to mark your calendars, okay? On March 22nd, we have a special, special guest coming to Circles of Prosperity for Oracle Friday. Michelle White Dove has been called America's number one psychic. She's been on ABC, CBS. She was featured in the HBO special on No One Ever Dies in Lilydale. She won the Psychic Challenge on Lifetime, which is why she was voted the number one psychic in America. Extremely popular, extremely popular. If you want to have a reading with Michelle White Dove, you're going to have to call in early. So I would encourage you to go to Blog Talk Radio, Circles of Prosperity's homepage, and click on the reminder icon so that you will remember that you need to get in the queue early to reach Michelle White Dove. We are so honored to have her. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous show. She's getting ready to appear on The Millionaire Matchmaker. So she's very high profile, very much in demand. Her schedule is booked months in advance, and we got her. So please tweet your friends, let them know that she's going to be on the show. That's March 22nd. Now, because her schedule is so full, we had to change the time of the show. So that's another reason why I'm telling you to go on our website at Blog Talk Radio on our homepage and click the reminder, because that show will air, will broadcast at I think it's 11 or 11:30 on Friday morning, as opposed to our 7 o'clock time. So please make a note of that. That's next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday. Following Michelle White Dove on March the 29th, guess what? Reggie, Raw Ruth will be in the house. Everybody's been calling me saying, I want to get a reading with Raw Ruth. I want to get a reading with Raw Ruth. So we had to bring her back. So she'll be back on March the 29th. So those are two dates you want to mark down. Listen,
and those dates are easy to remember because they are both ascendant numbers, the 11th and the 22nd.
Oh, the 22nd and the 29th. Oh, because you're adding 2 and 9.
No. I mean, when you talk about 11 o'clock in the morning, and then the 22nd day is a very powerful vibrational number, and it has a resonance frequency of an ascendant master number. So that's why I'm saying it.
Wow. Then that's going to be a powerful show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. You don't want to miss Michelle White Dove on that day. Ooh, it's like the stars going to align for powerful readings that day.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Hold on to your underalls.
Listen, we are working overtime trying to bring great guests to you. I'm not going to say trying. We have set the intention. Listen, we have to get our language right, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have set the intention to bring very wonderful guests to you. And we're so fortunate because people are saying yes. So that just goes to show what the universe can only say yes. And we have more coming up in the month of April as well. Tanya is going to be returning. Do you guys remember Tanya, who does the tarot reading? She has Twitter Tuesday. How many of you are following Tanya for Twitter Tuesday? Yeah, she is. Will be returning. I think she shows up on April the 12th. That's going to be wonderful. We have Susan Sloan, who is another gifted psychic. You can check her out at SusanSloan.com, and she will be joining us in the beginning of April. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful time. And, of course, Star for Fuentes is coming back next month. We haven't confirmed her date yet, but, boy, you guys loved Star. Her downloads were just terrific. And, oh, I forgot to tell you. Guess who else is coming back, Reggie?
Who's that?
Adele Wang.
Oh, wow. She's awesome. I love her.
Oh, my God. Listen, Adele Wang was the one who taught us EFT around our money. And her downloads, she had over 16,000 downloads of her show. It was the most popular show that we have had on Circles of Prosperity, and so you want to mark your calendar for that. She's coming up in April, and I believe it's April the 19th that she'll be on. So if you go to our homepage on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see most of those have been uploaded. Those events have been uploaded. I just confirmed Adele Wang, so she hasn't been scheduled on the homepage yet, but I'll put it up sometime today or tomorrow. And, of course, I will be reminding you of these upcoming events because I'm so excited. These are just wonderful, wonderful teachers. And Himmel will be joining us again as well, so as we go through this book study. So you need to stay tuned. Stay tuned. All righty, let's get started this morning. We left off yesterday where we were talking about abundance, and he titled this section, Your abundance is here and always has been. And he says, he gives us this little tidbit. And, you know, I use this as my mantra now. Abundance exists in every aspect of the universe. It is an inherent quality of the universe. So when someone says that they do not have it, they don't have abundance, it's like standing on a small desert island and saying that there is no water. Have your eyes adjust to the water and notice it all around you. So what he's saying is recognize the abundance that is all around you. And so my mantra is, abundance is all around me. Abundance is in the universe. Abundance is available to me. There's no such thing as lack or limitation. I make that a constant mantra. So when I get in those fear moments where I think, oh, I don't have enough money, or, oh, this will never happen for me, listen, I'm reaching out to people like Jack Canfield and Wayne Dyer. I can't afford to say, oh, they're going to tell me no. Who do they think? You know, they're not going to think Circles of Prosperity is anything. No, I can't say that. I say, you know what? The universe can only say yes. Abundance is all around me. I place no limitations on what we do here at Circles of Prosperity. There is no limit to what we can accomplish. This is how you move into that consciousness. Catch yourself. Are you writing down your thoughts and then reading back and saying, wow, I can't believe I thought that? Are you keeping a journal? Because that's going to reveal where these little thoughts of fear thoughts are creeping into your daily thought process, and our thoughts manifest for us. So if you are experiencing lack, check what you're thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check what you're thinking. He says prosperity and abundance are inherent in everything and are available to you through activation of them, through your vibration of your thoughts. Now, I know you guys have heard all of this before. I am not saying that you haven't heard it. I'm not saying that I'm not repeating the same thing, because I am. I'm repeating it so much I hear myself repeating it and I go, Cynthia, they've heard this before. But I can guarantee you, if you are still repeating some of your same old stories, how things aren't working out for you, how you lost your job, how you don't have enough money. If you hear yourself saying those things, then you need to continue to listen to what we're teaching here, because you are not living it. That means, because every time you express those limiting thoughts, you are creating the very situation that you want to get out of. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
It is.
You know, what is that saying? They say, if you keep doing the same thing the same way
and expecting different results, that's called insanity. That's the definition of it. But you know what? I think people are learning this thing so much, I'm glad they are, that when you repeat something over and over again, an indelible impression is left in consciousness and subconscious mind. When that sinks in, oh boy, you got it, because everything is resonance and frequency on this planet, and people are getting it. So it's good to hear it again, because repetition creates what?
Impact.
Impact. It's going to be an impacting action in their living situation. Every cell in their body is going to get it, and they'll wake up in another reality in their body. It really is amazing.
Yes, it is. He goes on to say that abundance is being in tune with your birthright. Well, what is your birthright? He says, for many, abundance is something that they are seeking in their lives. They usually mean it to be money or financial wealth, but we can expand this definition to include that aspect of abundance, because money as well, that aspect of abundance, which is money, as well as remind you of all the other abundance that is with you and always has been with you, because you are truly a prosperous, abundant, and divine being, and we'll be reminded of this as we continue through this book study. Everything is within you. Everything is within you. Abundance is not just about financial abundance. If you have money and only money and nothing else, well, you might be fine for a while, but without flow in your life, it will soon be difficult, because you are not a being of acquisition, but a being of flow. The acquisitions are the consequence of your flow. Life is not about the acquisition of things. Life is about flow and movement. And so why is he using this word flow and movement? I believe he is associating it with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that I also believe he's associating it with our natural state, which is pure consciousness. Pure, unadulterated consciousness. That's consciousness where you haven't piled on judgment and negative thoughts. Deepak Chopra calls it the law of pure potentiality. It's the source of all creation is pure consciousness. Pure potentiality, seeking an expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. And when we realize that that is our true self, that which is the one of pure potentiality, well, then we align with that power that manifests everything in the universe. That's the flow that Himmel is talking about. You're connected. You're connected to the divinity in you. So your acquisitions, meaning your manifestations in the physical reality, are the consequence of your flow, of your connection to that pure potentiality, to that pure consciousness. Now let's go a step further. He says that life is not about the acquisition of things, but about flow and movement. It's not about having a pile of things without the lifeblood of flow and well-being. Things, take a deep breath. Things soon deteriorate without that connection. Things deteriorate without that connection. And you know, I love Cody. Cody gives such perfect examples in shifts in consciousness. And one of the things that stands out in my mind is when he talks about how all his fur coats and his watches and his cars, there was a state of consciousness when those things were important to him, and now they're like in storage. I mean, they mean absolutely nothing to him. Why? Because consciousness has shifted. When I read this part, I'm going to share with you guys the notes that I made, and let me know if this even rings a bell for you. I'm just going to read it straight the way I read it. I said, think about an abandoned house. You know, as the person who decided to build that house. Boy, they had a vision for that house, did they not? They were like, oh, this is a beautiful lot, and I can I see where my kitchen will be and the bedrooms for the kids, and oh, this is just going to be. And they invested. Where were they? They created that dream house in consciousness first, and then they did the legwork to manifest the house, right? So there was it came out of pure potentiality. Meaning that there was energy focused on it, and it manifested. That energy was the flow. Okay, so you think about an abandoned house. As long as someone lives in the house and loves and cares for it because it was a desire to have the house, It's beautiful. The lawn gets cut. They put in the flowers and the landscaping. All of that, that's being created in the physical world is coming from that land of pure potentiality. And it's being supplied energy to maintain it in physical form. But the minute that person leaves that house, the energy that maintains the house leaves and it begins to fade. The house begins to deteriorate. Even if renters move into that house, renters do not have the same level of energy that the person who dreamed up that house has. So we begin to see some deterioration even if the house is occupied by a renter, because the consciousness of that renter has changed. It just may be a place for them to it's, they will say, oh, it's a roof over my head. So there's, so the, you see the, how the energy level shifts? And so I even put that in here. Even when renters move in, the house deteriorates somewhat because their energy to maintain the house in its original state is no longer there. When the house is completely abandoned, everything goes. So what does this say? It says that our consciousness supports the physical manifestation. Am I getting too deep for you this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Because Dr. Reggie, do you understand? I know you get it.
Well, I do. And I think one thing that's very important that we sometimes don't think about with these laws, especially this one with the law of attraction, I love what the Abraham statements are. You know, they tell you all the time, you are a magnificent creator. And our brains and bodies are amazing biomechanisms that send out energy vibrations in the form of our thoughts and also receive energy vibrations like magnets. And so the energy in that house no longer can stand the energy vibration because the energy vibration has left the house. So no matter who comes in, they could overlay energy, but it's not the same as the original creator.
No.
who had the house. You're right about that. I love that energy. I love what you're saying.
I do. And, you know, when I was reading this and I so, you know, the picture of this house, and when he said the word deteriorate, and,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, and houses represent our soul in dream state, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay. That was just kind of interesting, too. But anyway, I saw this house fading away. You know, when we think about deterioration, we look at, oh, the windows are broken. You know, they've boarded up the windows. The weeds are growing up. The house is just crumbling. But I looked at it as, I saw it as it faded away because there was no life support there for that house. There was no, consciousness is life support. And I believe this is the flow that he's talking about, that energetic flow that supports life. You know, when we studied prosperity from Charles Fillmore, he starts out by explaining to us that there is a substance in the universe that our thoughts reach out and touch this substance, and that substance creates form. And substance means it's something that stands under everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's that pure potentiality, that pure consciousness that stands upon everything, that stands underneath everything. So let's go move on a little bit more. Money is a physical example of abundance, but it is not the only form of abundance in the universe. Abundance is more a quality. It's a trait or it's an aspect of the universe rather than a specific thing. Abundance is being in tune with your natural birthright. And from that place, you have access to all that you want. Are you guys getting that? Abundance is being in tune with your natural birthright. Abundance is being in tune with the divinity within you. Abundance is being in tune with the law of pure potentiality. Abundance is being in tune with pure consciousness. So here's the bottom line. He says you can have money and not necessarily abundance. There are people who have money that have lives that are out of balance and live fearful lives, but this is not what being in an abundant flow is about. You want to see it as a way of being rather than a way of having. The having is a consequence of your being. So you can have abundance and not need money, but know that you will be taken care of, and you will. It's moving. Here's. Let me see if I can find another way to say it. He's saying, move into the reality of who you really are. You're a perfect being with all power to create whatever you desire. You are a perfect being with all power to create whatever you desire. So why are you saying placing a limitation on you? Is that what you want to create? You have free will. Go ahead. But if you are ready to get beyond the belief that you are less than perfect, if you are ready to get beyond the belief that you don't have enough money, if you are ready to get beyond the belief that you can't get a job, then know that you are perfect and you create whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you desire. You have the ability to do that. You were created to do that. That is your sole purpose of being on this planet right now. Create, 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 create. Be joyful, be joyful, be joyful, be joyful, be joyful. All you have to do is choose. Look, he's saying, abundance can have a broader meaning than just physical possessions. There is nothing wrong with physical possessions. It's just that abundance can mean more than that. The word itself means limitless and plentiful. You need to move into the reality, the truth that your energy, who you are, is limitless and plentiful. Abundance flows to me now. Abundance can be applied to any context, many contexts, or different areas in your life. We can be abundant in relationships. We can have abundantly healthy bodies. And we can have abundance in so many other areas of our life, because abundance has more to do with your universal flow rather than a specific thing. You are never separate from your flow. You're never separate from the divinity within you. It is always there. It is always filled with potential. It's never diminished. Only by you. It is about tuning into your magical, natural, ever-present flow, tuning into the divine spirit that you are. Mm. It is more of an infinite and unlimited nature rather than it being a form. What is he's talking about? He's saying, look, abundance, he's still trying to find different ways to tell you that abundance is your natural state, that it is that state of pure potentiality. People often focus on the physical, much like with most things in life. But they don't see this non-physical or this spiritual aspect of who you are. Abundance is, it has to do with your energetic flow, which leads to the abundant physical manifestations in your life. Everything has a non-physical or spiritual component behind it. In fact, that part is so much greater. Just like an iceberg, you don't see the majority of it, which is beneath the surface of the water. So prosperity in your life as physical manifestations, oh, shoot, that's just a consequence of prosperity in your consciousness. You know, when we first started Circles of Prosperity, I stressed to you, please don't look at the physical because that's an afterthought. Listen, the physical represents your state of thinking months ago that you have now manifested now. That's why Eckhart Tolle says, "This your now moment. Be present in the now because this is your creative moment right now. What are you thinking right now? Because it's creating what you're going to experience in the future. What are you thinking right now? What is the quality of your thoughts?" And he is stressing in this particular chapter, don't limit your thoughts. Abundance is everywhere. Abundance is available to you now. You don't have to wait until somebody approves your loan. It's available to you now. And Dr. Reggie, it goes right back to that, to the teaching of Jesus when Jesus says, you know, verily I say to you, meaning, listen, honestly, if I tell you this, this is true. That's what verily means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Verily, I say to you, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, and don't doubt in your heart, have no doubt, don't corrupt the consciousness of the belief, right?
You're going to
remain in pure, you're going to remain in pure potentiality, purity of consciousness, purity of thought, and then you speak it out and maintain that level of purity, right, of your consciousness. Jesus even said, it's going to be done. That mountain is going to move. Now, how many of you can hear that? And I mean hear it not with your ears, but hear it in your spirit and not recognize the power that you have within you? How many of you go to church every Sunday morning, have heard this scripture since you were a little kid in Sunday school, and still don't recognize the power in you? Because I'm telling you, if you're sitting in front of a preacher that's telling you that, and you walk out of the door and don't recognize your power, and don't declare what you need in your life, and don't exercise the gifts that God has given you, then you are wasting your time. I can't sit in front of somebody that tells me something that powerful and I don't want to get up and shout and I don't want to get up and walk out the door and say, yes, I can. There's no limitation in what I can do. I don't care what other people think. Dr. Reggie says, you don't care what other people think about you. It's what you think about you that's important. Whew. Abundance is all around you. It's only limited by you. When you are truly connected to your flow, you will find the right things showing up at the right times. Sometimes the solution will be there before the problem even appears. Not that you will see them as problems, because you will be too busy being in your flow. Abundance finds itself to you via the path of least resistance, determined by your thoughts and your beliefs. Least resistance. Oh, God. Listen, I read something this morning. I said, oh, my God, I got to share this with them. Oh, okay, listen to this. You're going to love this. Hey, Dr. Reggie, this is from The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent.
Oh, wow, I love that book.
I know, from the Abraham. She says, you do not walk into a room and look for the dark switch. For you understand that there is not a switch that floods darkness into the room, which covers the source of light. And by the same principle, there is not a source of sickness. You're not looking for sickness. There's not a source of badness or evil, but merely a practice resistance to the natural source of well-being. What is she saying? You are distorting your pure potentiality, which is the state of creativity. Reaching for relief, moment by moment, thought by thought, subject by subject, will bring you increasingly closer to your source of well-being. She's talking about being in the flow, is she not? Moment to moment, being in the flow, being connected to the divine truth of who you really are. So when you care about how you feel and you deliberately try to look at things in ways that feel better and better to you, making the best of things instead of the worst of things, and Lord knows we get stuck there. But you want to reach for that higher thought. Then you allow more and you resist less. And what Himmel is telling us is that abundance finds itself to you via the path of least resistance. So if you keep saying these negative things and placing these limitations on you, abundance can't flow in different areas of your life because you're building blocks. You're building a firewall. And so by the time you finish building your brick wall with your negative thoughts, what happens is there's just a little tiny hole, and you got a dribble of abundance coming through that little tiny hole. Break down the wall by shifting your thoughts. There are no limits other than those that you create. I have a little note here in the corner that says, how many times do we need to hear this before we begin to believe it? This belief will totally, it eliminates competition, it eliminates jealousy, it eliminates greed. That was my notes in the book when I read that. He says the universe and you are on a vibrational level and you are expanding externally. There is no limit to this expansion. It is eternal. And it is infinite. And then you have to stop and really contemplate on what is eternal and what is infinite. That's forever. It never stops. You know how I decided that I really wanted to marry Dr. Reggie? Because I knew if there was such a thing as eternity, never ending, whether I'm in this form or some other form, I always wanted to be in his light for eternity.
I accept.
That's forever, 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 forever.
Nothing's
no matter what.
Amen.
There is no limit to this expansion because it is forever, 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 forever. It never ends. How can there be abundance and it comes to an end? It can't. True abundance can never end. It just, it's, as a matter of fact, it will just attract more abundance. You see, a lot of this, if I could just take your, well, I wouldn't want to do that because God wouldn't want to do it. But if I could just, if your mind, if your thoughts were a blackboard and I could just go in and erase the whole blackboard, you know how we go, you go in and you want to erase a hard drive? You know, if you delete a document off of a hard drive, you're only deleting just the reference to the document on your hard drive. It still exists there until something overwrites the space. That's what I want to do. I want to wipe clean, you know, to wipe your hard drive completely clean. You have to go through a special process so that there is no residue of old documents. I won't want any residue of your old consciousness there at all. It would be so much easier to get through to you guys if I could just erase the tapes. You know? But you have the power to do that. You can say, I replace these beliefs today. And the first one I'm working on is that abundance is everywhere. Abundance is available to me. There is no such thing as lack or limitation. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this time went by so fast. We've got 3 minutes to go. Oh, my God. Isn't God good?
Yes.
I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. You know I'm sweating. I got so excited about this, I broke out into a sweat, Dr. Reggie.
Oh, my God. I believe you.
Oh, my God. You know, I want to just say a couple of things here very quickly. Some people have beliefs that for them to have what they want, they feel that they are taking from someone else or that there is only so much. Do you guys remember that story that Gloria shared with you about her getting her shoes? He says this is a scarcity perspective rather than a thought of a prosperity or abundant consciousness. There is absolutely no limit to your growth or acquisition in the universe. You are never taking from anyone else because they have their own source as you do, and there is an infinite supply. What do we say? Infinite, eternal, forever, 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 forever. And that's why if you have the thought that there is a limited physical supply of things, you know, then you're going to manifest that. But through your vibration and flow, there is limitless creativity and ability to create physical resources. There are infinite possibilities as to what you can create in this physical world. The possibilities are only limited by your perception, by your thoughts, and by your beliefs. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, give us the understanding that the universe that you created gives to us infinitely, forever, and that we are the ones who limit and who are not willing to receive at all times. Let us open our hearts and our minds to allow ourselves to receive abundantly, to not be puffed up with pride, and to raise our frequency and our vibration of thought, that the higher that frequency is, the more power we have to receive what we want and to manifest. Let it be done unto us according to our belief, as Jesus quoted in his blueprint, I believe this is so, and so it is.
I believe this is so, and so it is. Tomorrow we're going to talk about your beliefs and how they align, how aligning with your beliefs can attract the things that you desire. You guys have a blessed day.